So my new friends from all around the world, it is for me a great privilege to speak a little about Jesus and who he is and his love. And today I want to be brief because it is nearly time for us to eat. And I thought I would keep it brief by trying to answer three easy questions. Here they are. Is there a God? Does he care for us? What does he want for us? Those of you who are Christians know these are not easy questions. They are difficult to answer. But I want to look at each question and try to give you an answer this morning. So first, is there a God? I went to a place which in England is called a junk shop. You might not know what that is. A junk shop is where they find old, broken and damaged things, and they sell it to you as if it were new. I want to show you something that I bought. I bought this silver watch for £14. Bargain. The amazing thing is, it works. So there is a picture of it open. And I took it apart, and I cleaned it, and I made sure that it was wound. I had to order a key from China to wind it up. Then I thought to myself, I wonder where it came from. Just imagine if I said, well, I suppose it just appeared. I suppose one day this watch just arrived in the world. And that is where it came from. It didn't really come from anywhere. If I said that, you would think I was mad. You would say to me, someone made the watch. And you might look even more closely. And you can see, it says that it was made in October, the 5th of October, 1895. And it was made in Switzerland for an English firm called H. Samuel. So the name is written on it of who made it. Look at the watch. Then look at my hand that holds it. My hand is more complicated than the watch. My hand is such a wonderful design, such a beautiful creation, that human beings have never made anything as complicated and wonderful. I say a simple thing. The watch has a maker, H. Samuel, and a firm in Switzerland. The hand, your hands, have a maker as well. And that maker is God. He created the universe. And if we look carefully, we see his name on everything. We see his hand in the design, in the beauty of the world around us. Back to the questions. Does he care for us? The Bible tells us, yes, he does. God did not make the universe and make our world and make us and then walk away. No, he loves us and he cares for us. I would like to tell you two very short stories. One about a boy, one about a girl. And hopefully they will help you understand. There was a little boy cycling his bicycle. How many of you cycle? Me too. How many of you were knocked off of your bicycle by a car this week? They drove into me. But this little boy was cycling his bicycle and he fell off and he cut his knee. And he cried and cried. So his mother came out, picked him up and kissed him. And the little boy stopped crying. And it makes us ask the question, why? She kissed him, but it didn't heal his knee. It didn't stop the bleeding. It still hurt, but he stopped crying. When you are a little child, the world is very simple. It is all wonderful. It is a sunny day. I have a bicycle. I am going fast. Everything is wonderful. Then you fall off and everything is awful. My knee hurts. My bicycle is broken. I am bleeding. But when mother kisses you, you are reminded that the most important thing in life has not changed. Her love is there for you. It is the same with God. Jesus Christ came into the world like a kiss from God. That reminded the world God is there and he loves us. And his love for us has never changed and will never change. Jesus is like a kiss from God. Now a story about a little girl. She was 5 years old. And her mother said, "You can go out and play, but don't disturb the lady next door." Because her husband has died. And she is very sad. Well, the little girl, when she came in, mother asked, "What did you do?" And she said, "I went to see the lady next door. And I comforted her." Now, the mother was cross. She said, "I told you to leave that lady alone. Her husband has died. She does not want to be bothered by a little girl." And the girl said, "Mum, I comforted her. The mother asked, how can a 5-year-old girl comfort a little old lady? And the little girl said, I climbed onto her lap and I cried with her. I climbed onto her lap and I cried with her. And this is what Jesus does. Christians believe he is God with us. He is God come to be with us, to share our pain, to share our suffering. Maybe you came here today feeling sad, with worries and cares. God loves you. And in Jesus Christ, he has come to be with you. It all makes us ask another question. What does he want from us? He is there. He cares and loves us and has come to be with us in Jesus. How do we respond? Well, in England, we say it is as easy as A, B, C. For those of you who know what that is, I think it's probably all of you. It's the beginning of our alphabet. It's as easy as A, B, C, how we respond to God. And we heard a bit about it, in fact, a wonderful lot about it, from our testimony earlier. What does God want from us? A, we admit that we have done things wrong, that we need him. B, we believe. We believe that he loves us. We believe that he's really there. We believe that the watch has a maker. And so do we, who cares for us. And C stands for the word in English, confess. It just means to speak out. Christians believe that to become a Christian, to become a follower of Christ, you can't be born into a Christian family and be a Christian. That doesn't work. You can't just come to church and be a Christian. That's not how it works. You must speak out and ask Jesus to come into your life. And the Bible promises us that if we do, we can be forgiven and we can receive his love in a full and wonderful way. Now, at the meal that we're going to share together in just a few minutes, very few minutes, ask more questions about these things you have heard, please. If you have come along today to find out more about Jesus, I promise you, he is the most wonderful person you will ever find. He is better than finding a watch in a junk shop. He is the most wonderful person to find. So please don't leave today without asking the questions you have. I pray that God blesses each and every one of you most richly.